This is the sound of the St. Mary's River, which runs between Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. On the U.S. side sits the Sioux Locks, where iron ore from mines in Minnesota and the Upper Peninsula passes through on its way to mills in the lower Great Lakes. Sioux, Michigan has a population of roughly 14,000 people. Sioux, Ontario has over 73,000 people. Jeff Holt is the executive director with the Sault Ste. Marie Economic Development Corporation in Michigan. He says the economy of the two Sioux are tightly intertwined.
We've found that our economy relies on the Sioux Ontario and the Ontario market heavily. There are numbers that indicate 30 to 40% of our clients' income derives from the Canadian market.
Holt says the steel tariffs remind him of lumber tariffs levied by Canada in the 1980s.
Now that has had a tremendous impact on our economy and including the housing industry. And I can see the steel tariff issue going down that same road.
On the Canadian side are several steel refineries, including Algoma Steel, the second largest steel refinery in the country. Terry Sheehan is a member of Canada's parliament and represents the Sioux. He raises similar concerns.
Our steel market is so integrated that we have realized that these American tariffs are not only going to hurt Canadian jobs, but American jobs too.
Sheehan says coal and iron ore mined in the States crosses to Canada, where it is refined at companies like Algoma Steel. Then it's sent back to car manufacturers in the States.
What that 25% tariff then becomes is a tax on Americans.
Sheehan says in Sioux, Ontario, the tariffs have already resulted in the temporary layoff of 40 employees at Tenaris Steel.
This is the only place along the border where the Canadian city is bigger than the American city. So Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan relies heavily on Sault Ste. Marie dollars. So if we're hurting, they're hurting. It's not good.
Down the street from Sheehan sits the United Steelworkers 2251, which represents workers at Algoma Steel. Michael DePratt is president of the Local 2251. He says the idea that the steel tariffs were in the interest of national security is absurd.
And I don't see, quite frankly, how anybody could suggest that doing business with us it affects national security.
And DePratt says the tariffs don't make sense in light of how integrated the two economies have become.
How many times will a tariff apply to a product that we may ship? Tariffs going for the commodity. However, the input costs will have tariffs associated with it too. So it'll make it actually no business available whatsoever between the two countries.
Both Algoma Steel and Tenaris declined to comment for this story. But outside the Algoma Steel Sioux factory, workers walking out during the change of shift were a little more talkative.
Can I interest you in an interview? Hey, no worries.
Mike Pinder is a furnaceman with Algoma Steel. He says he's not worried about the tariffs.
United States, they need us more than we need them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, they put tariffs on us, we'll put tariffs on them. And stalemate. I mean, it'll all go back to normal again very soon. We haven't wound down at all. We're actually maximizing production, so.
Michael Lefebvre is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a free market think tank. He says recent estimates and previous steel tariffs give us a good idea of what the impact of the new tariffs will be. And it's not good.
We know that the total state exports in Michigan that are threatened by the new tariffs exceed $2.3 billion. About 1.1 million jobs in the state of Michigan alone are supported by free trade.
But for Mark Barker, the president of the Interlake Steamship Company, he's seeing a benefit. He says he's seen pricing for steel increase.
It's led to some, I think, positive feelings in the industry that steel pricing will stabilize.
A spokesperson for United States Steel Corporation confirmed that the company was working to bring a steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, back online and cited the tariffs as the reason. But Lefebvre says the tariffs just aren't sustainable.
The political calculators in Washington who were arguing in favor of this may find that there is not a political long-term benefit to these tariffs, and that drains the obvious no economic benefit to such tariffs over the long run either, or the short run.
Both sides of the Sioux say an end to the trade war can't come soon enough. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.